Let me start by saying just how much I enjoyed your book, but I have struggled a bit in trying to formulate the best way to do this interview. I want to entice people to read your story, but I don't want to give too much away. As I said in the introduction, this is the story of your early years in a Mexican village. Your father left that village when you were just 2 years old, seeking work in the United States because the peso had been devalued about 45% the year before. And you lived with your mother for about 2 years before your father called her to the United States to help make some additional money so he could build a dream house. And after your mother left, you moved in with your paternal grandmother. And I think it's safe to say that that was anything but a great situation. Indeed, it was very difficult.
Yes. It was very difficult for my siblings and me because, you know, we had already lost our father. And then when my mom left, it was devastating, especially, you know, we were so little. I was 4 and a half, and my sister was 8 and a half, and my brother was the middle child. And what made it worse, of course, was staying with my paternal grandmother because she was not happy about this burden, you know, having to look after us. And she made it very obvious that she was not happy with the situation. So our parents left us in a very difficult situation, for sure.
And after living with your paternal grandmother for a while and enduring many hardships, you one day get a call from your mother, and she informs you that her and your father are going to have another baby. And in the book, you talk about the fear of being replaced by an American family. Can you elaborate on that for me just a bit and tell me how you think it may have affected you?
Yeah, it was a big fear. You know, I mean, I think when I look back on my childhood, those years were definitely defined by fear. It was the fear of being forgotten, the fear of being abandoned, but also the fear of being replaced. My siblings and I in Mexico, we kind of felt inferior to this baby because she was going to be born in America. You know, she was going to be an American. And also we were jealous of this baby that she was going to have our parents while we were still back in Mexico waiting for them to come back. So that feeling of replacement definitely did a lot for my self-esteem as a little girl. You know, it made me feel unwanted.
I was amazed at your memory for some of the events that happened to you as a child and how well you seem to remember the feelings of vulnerability that you had at such an early age. And I wonder how you went about finding the voice for the five-year-old Reina.
Well, I think I'm still the five-year-old Reina. You know, I mean, I still carry her inside of me. I'm pretty good at remembering how I felt at different ages. And sometimes when I was writing the book, the events were a little fuzzy, mm-hmm. but the emotion was very, very strong. So when I would sit down to write a scene, it was the emotion. It was the way I had felt that came first.
Well, you've just anticipated my next question because I was wondering if you spoke to your siblings at all for your book to see if your memories of events very early in your life were indeed accurate. Obviously, your feelings of those various experiences are your own. But did you speak to your siblings to make sure that you were recalling events correctly?
I did. I actually got my older sister involved in the process very early on because my older sister, as the oldest, you know, she had more memories than me, or her memories were more vivid at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So I used a lot of her memories to recreate some of these moments. I also used my brother's memories, which were very interesting because as a boy, he remembered things that I didn't as a girl that were not that important to me.
Okay.
You know, like that scene where we drive that old car, you know?
The abandoned car next to your grandmother's house. Yeah.
Yes. That was a memory that he had, and it was a very vivid memory for him because as a boy, that's something that he would remember. The way I was writing the book, it was important for me to not just write my story, but their story as well.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure that this was a story of siblings, you know, and what happened to us.
You also, I was taken with how well maybe, I guess this was probably in retrospect from an adult perspective, but how well you kind of imagined what your mother was going through as well. Certainly you missed your mother. She comes back. There's some concerns about further separation, which were actually realized when she left with a man for Acapulco for a bit. But you also understood it from her perspective, how because she had come back and because your father had taken up with another woman, how she was viewed in the society in Mexico where you lived. Could you address that a little bit?
Yeah, I think for me, I really tried to understand my parents, to put myself in their shoes and try to see the world through their eyes. Writing the book helped me a lot because as I was writing the book, I was forced to stop looking at my parents through the eyes of their daughter and more through the eyes of a writer. And I had a lot of compassion for them. And I learned so much about them as I was writing about them. I had to do a lot of research and like really think a lot about their history and their upbringing and the society and time in which they came of age, and think about their fears and their dreams and all of these things that make them who they are. And it helped me to write about them in a way that I felt that I really showed their complexities. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't want them to come off as the villains in my story.
So would it be safe to say that you found writing this book cathartic?
Yes, for sure. When I finished writing the book, I felt much more at peace. And I felt that I came to terms with a lot of the things that I've gone through. I felt more compassion. I felt more forgiveness also. And I actually felt a lot more pride also in those things that I had gone through, because I realized, you know, that it was all of these things that made me who I am and that brought me to where I am today in my life.
Immigration, of course, has been a hot-button issue, extremely hot-button issue in the last year and a half or so. I'm wondering how you think your memoir might help overcome some of the harmful stigmas that immigrants suffer.
Well, I think my memoir offers an insight into the personal lives of these immigrants. I think it reminds people that we are talking about human beings, that we're talking about families, you know, and how immigration policy or lack of, you know, immigration reform affects these families. And I feel that when you read a book, you know, you enter that life of the character, that you walk in those character shoes. And I feel that that's important because it creates empathy. You know, it allows you to experience for yourself somebody else's hardship and heartbreak. And that's what I hope that my book will do. You know, when you read it, it gives you an insight into this issue. It opens your eyes and maybe your heart, too.
I can't help but wonder if you have feel a certain connection to the Dreamers who have been in the news so much lately as well. I mean, like you, they too were brought to the U.S. as children, and most of their life experiences have been lived here in the U.S. You're a Dreamer success story, I guess we could say. Do you feel a certain connection to Dreamers?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I feel that it's the same story, except that I came in 1985, and in 1986, there was an amnesty under the Reagan administration. My parents were able to legalize their status. And ever since then, we really haven't had much of a immigration reform. We haven't really had many opportunities to get a legal residency in the U.S., and the Dreamers are the newer generation that came after me, and they have not been given any opportunities. And I was very fortunate that by the time I turned 15, I had a green card. And from that moment on, I stopped living my life in fear, and I was able to take that green card and run with it. And that's the reason, you know, why so many doors opened for me, and I had opportunities to reach my dreams and to become the person I wanted to be. And I feel that my story is so similar to the Dreamers in terms of, you know, the heartbreak and the family separation and all the challenges they've had as immigrants in the U.S. And I would like for them to have that opportunity that I had. I really do feel that, you know, if we were to give them the opportunity, to legalize their status, we would be benefiting so many families in our communities and the country also.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning, and I do want to talk about one other thing. You're going to be coming to our neck of the woods, and you're going to be talking about El Otro Lado. Could you explain to folks what that means?
Well, El Otro Lado is the U.S. In Mexico, when we refer to the U.S., we call it El Otro Lado, which means the other side.
Okay, and your presentation is going to be about what exactly?
Well, my presentation is going to be very personal. I'm going to talk about my experiences as an immigrant girl growing up in the U.S. and the power transformation and how I turned to writing to transform myself from being this undocumented child immigrant to a successful published author. And how it was that writing helped me to overcome the trauma of my childhood and my immigrant experiences, and how it was through writing that I was able to find my place in America.
Well, again, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. It was wonderful.